It's so good to see everybody.
好开心见到你哋每一个。
Today I'd like to ask the question, who is my neighbor?
今日我想问你一个问题，边个系你嘅邻舍呢？
You know, this question was asked by in a parable which we're going to read.
同一个问题呢，在圣经里面有一个人问过，
Who is my neighbor?
边个是我的邻舍啊？
Okay, let's read the story in Luke chapter 10.
现在我们一起读这个故事，这个故事在格路加福音 chapter 10
25-26. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to test, saying, Teacher,What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it?
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：老师，我该做什么可以承受永生呢？耶稣对他说：律法上写的是什么？你是怎样念的呢？
If you notice, the lawyer is asking exactly the same question.As a rich young ruler,
你留唔留意到呢个律法师系问同一条问题，同一条问题一个好有钱嘅财主问噶。
How many remember the other story?
有几多人
young ruler
记得呢个古呢个古仔咧？系一个好有钱嘅财主，好后生添。
Jesus in both occasions gave different answers.
主耶稣在两个情况当中呢，是给不同的答案。
Although it's different, but it's actually pointing out to the same thing.
虽然那个答案好像是不同，但是它的原则的重点是一样的。
It's actually, the purpose was actually Jesus was trying to evangelize both persons.
个目的是耶稣是想跟两个人传福音。
The rich young ruler, he was greedy.
那个有钱的财主呢，他就很贪心。
He loved his possessions.
他很喜欢他拥有所有的东西。
Here the lawyer asking the same question, but he has a different need.
这个律法师是问同一个问题，但是他的需要是完全不同。
And so Jesus led him to a different answer.
所以耶稣就引导他去一个不同的答案。
That speaks to his heart.
这个答案会跟他的心说话。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what the Bible does to us.
圣经就是会跟我们做同一样东
西。Although we all read the same Bible, but in different times, it speaks to us in different ways.
读圣经的时候对我们就是一样，虽然我们是读同一本圣经，但在不同的情况对着不同的人会有不同的启示。
And that's why the Bible is living.The word of God is living.
所以神的话语是活着的。
And that's why we need to read the word of God more, because it's living. It will speak to you.
所以我们要多点读神的话语，因为神的话语是活着的，会跟我们的心说话。
And so the lawyer is asking, how do I inherit eternal life?
那这个律法师就问了，我怎样才可以承受永生
啊？ So Jesus gave the same reply.
所以耶稣就给同一个答案。
Because according to the Old Testament, the way to be saved is observing the commandments.
因为照着旧约来讲，我们要他们要得救，是因为他们要守律法。
But Jesus gave him the short form, which is a summary form, because the Ten Commandments takes a long time to go through.
但耶稣的回答是一个简短的回答，但这个回答是一个总结，是十诫的总结。
And so the first half of the Ten Commandments is about God, about us and God.
上半的十诫是关于我们跟神的关系。
The second half is about us and people.
下半节的十诫是关于我们跟人的关系。
And so it is summarized into two commandments.
咁呢个十诫咧就会总结喺两个律法当中。
And this Jesus quote in verse 27, he answered, "You shall love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
耶稣回答说：你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神， 又要爱邻如己。
So therefore, loving God with all your heart is to fulfill the first half of the Ten Commandments.
所以如果你尽心尽意尽力去爱你的神，你就完成了十诫的头上边了。
Loving your neighbor as yourself,You fulfill the second half of the Ten Commandments.
如果你可以爱你的邻舍，好像爱自己一样，你就满足了十诫下一节。
Jesus said, "If you can do this, you will live."
耶稣话：如果你可以做到呢样嘢，你就会存活。
At this point, the lawyer needed to justify himself.
但是在那时候，这个律法师需要证明他自己很有理。
Because just because he knew he had a problem of loving people.
因为这个律法师深知道他有一个问题，他觉得很难去爱人。
And so he justified himself by trying to reduce the definition of neighbor.
所以呢，他就想令到自己有理，就想看看我们的邻舍是谁呢，想我去的邻舍是少一点人，容易一点。
So when I ask you who is your neighbor,
所以当我问你，你的邻舍是谁的时候，
You can narrow it right down to my next door neighbor.
你可以令到你的邻舍是很少，缩小个范围，只是说我隔离那间屋就是我的邻舍一个人。
And then some of us say,Both sides of my neighbor.
有些人就慷慨一点说，我两边的人都是我的邻舍。
So it all depends on, so if the definition of neighbor means my next door neighbor, then the lawyer can say, I fulfill that.
你想想，如果那个邻舍是只是你隔离那个邻舍的话呢，那个律法师很容易，我已经 fulfill 了我 的律法了，因为我爱我隔离的邻舍。
And that's why in verse 29 he says, But he desiring to justify himself said to Jesus, Who is my neighbor?
但是这个律法师呢，要证明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
So that's why he justified himself, trying to reduce the definition of the neighbor so that he can say, okay, I actually love people because if it's only my next door neighbor or even the one on the right or on the left, they're pretty good. Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Brown, Mr. Brown, we get on, we barbecue every, you know, summer.
所以呢，这个律法师呢，就为了证明自己有理，就想自己容易一点做到这个十诫，就跟他说，我的邻舍是谁啊？如果只是我这边隔离和隔离这边隔离，我已经爱他们了，我跟他真的烧嘢食，有时跟他请吃饭，我是不是已经做到十诫啊？
So is that enough?
是不是够呢？
Because that's what a lawyer would do, is to argue the case by saying, what do you mean by that?
你哋有冇谂过一个律法师系做咩嘅咧？佢就好中意同你辩论，辩论佢个案件。
Amen. But then Jesus, instead of giving him a definition, he gave him a parable.
但系耶稣嘅回答系，佢唔系俾佢一个定义，系俾佢一个比喻。
To point out exactly who is the neighbor.
嗰个比喻系话俾佢听。你的邻舍是谁呢？
So verse 30 says, Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead.
咁耶稣回答，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，掉下他走了。
So Jesus took a real situation. The road from Jerusalem to Jericho is well known amongst the people there that is dangerous.
耶稣呢就拿个好真的事实来解释给他听。其实全部人都知道，在耶利哥行落，在耶路撒冷行入耶利哥的路程中呢，是充满危险的。
So everybody knew the road from Jerusalem to Jericho,You don't walk down that alone. That's dangerous.
所以全世界人都知嗰条路喺耶利哥行落耶路，系喺耶路撒冷行入耶利哥当中系好危险嘅，你唔会自己一个行噶。
So unfortunately, there's one man who got robbed and they stripped him and left him, beat him and left him half dead.
咁一个人就行呢条路咯，佢就俾人打劫，俾人打到半死，俾人剥晒啲衫，劈咗喺度。
So this man is lying there at the side of the road.Wounded, dying, crying out for help. Who will help him?
所以跟住有一句，嗰呢个人就俾人打到半死，冇衫着，好惨，趴喺条路度，谂下边个会帮我呢
？In verse 31, it says, "Now by chance, a priest, was going down that road."
咁圣经就话偶然有一个祭司。从哪条路下来
？So a priest today is equivalent to a pastor, somebody from the church, somebody who you expect that loves people walk by.
一个祭司系边个咧？喺今日嚟讲，祭司可以讲话系一个牧师，佢哋会识得神嘅话语，系好有爱心嘅。
Surely he will help the one who is in need.
咁你谂下，佢一定会帮呢个咁有需要嘅人啦。
But then Jesus said, and he saw him and passed by on the other side.
但系耶稣话呢个祭司见到呢个咁有需要嘅人，向第二边走。
And then it says, so likewise a Levite, which is equivalent to our cell leaders, our workers. In other words, so the first one was me.The rest are you. The Levites are you.
跟住耶稣咧就讲另外一堆人啊，就系一堆利未人啦。咁利未人今日就系代表你小组嘅组长啦。其实所有为神嘅同工嘅人，咁佢哋又点做咧
？And when he came to the place and saw him, but passed by on the other side, so they were well trained by the pastor.
谂下呢个利未人见到呢个人咁需要帮助，点咧？佢照样去第二边走。你谂下呢啲所谓嘅利未人。
So these are the religious people. These are the ones who serve the God in the temple. You would have thought they're the most religious. They're the most sensitive to God, and that they would go and help the poor man. Instead, they pretend they didn't see him and walk the other way.
你谂下呢啲律法师同埋呢啲嘅长老，佢哋应该系好识得神嘅话语，充满爱心，知道应该做咩，但系佢哋有冇做咧？冇。No, they have not done it.
You see, many times when we read the story of the Samaritan, we often quote about behaviors of human beings.How we should love people, how we should help people.
好多时我哋分享呢个撒玛利亚人嘅故事咧，我哋就话我哋应该点样帮助人，我哋点样爱人，我哋点样同其他人相处。
But that is not the focus of this parable.
但系圣经想我哋嘅聚焦点唔系喺呢样嘢度。
That's why often we misread the purpose of this parable.
所以好多时我哋睇唔到圣经俾我哋真正嘅重点。
This parable is about how the lawyer can be saved.
呢个比喻系关于呢个律法师点样呢个律法师可以得救呢
？And what he lacks to be saved.
同埋佢要做啲乜嘢，佢需要啲乜嘢先至可以得救呢
？It is not about a story to justify or to tell people.Be a good Samaritan. Do good.
呢个比喻唔系用嚟话俾大家知，好似个撒玛利亚人咁咧，做多啲好事啦。唔系。
Jesus is trying to highlight what is impossible for man.
耶稣系想讲得好清楚一样嘢，系你要点样做先至得救
咧。In other words, even the people, the priests and the Levites who served the Lord, who understood the commandments.And yet, they still have not, are unable to do what God wants them to do.
你想下，其实这个故事告诉我，律法师和那些 Levites 那些人，他们很懂圣经，很明白的，但他们都做不到神要他们做的事。
But instead, in verse 33, but a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound his wounds and poured oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
呢度讲到有一个撒玛利亚人路过那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包扎好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带他到酒店里照应他。
You see, the Samaritans are rejected by the Jewish people.
你哋要明白，撒玛利亚人咧系俾犹太人抗拒嘅。
They are considered as enemies.
撒玛利亚人对于犹太人嚟讲系敌人。
That is why their interpretation of love your enemy as yourself is they interpret it like this: love your brothers and sisters and hate your enemies.
所以佢哋个圣经个解义咧就系你要爱你嘅邻舍，但系你要唔中意，你要恨你嘅仇敌。
In other words,In the Old Testament, when this was quoted, loving your neighbor as yourself meant loving the Jewish people, your brothers and sisters, as yourself. But at the same time, you should hate your enemies.
所以在旧约来讲，这个教义告诉我们，是你要爱你的邻，要爱你的兄弟姊妹，但是你要憎恨你的仇敌。
Here Jesus is saying, your enemy,is the one that responded.
这里告诉你，你的仇敌竟然就是那个人去帮人那个。
The one that you hate.
是你的邻舍就是那个人你憎恨那个。
Who crossed the line in order to help your fellow brothers and sisters.
他走过自己的界限线去帮你，去牺牲自己去帮你。
So not only do you go and help somebody, but to actually help someone that yours,culture and society reject.
你不是只是去帮一个人，你还帮这个人，社会告诉你，你不应该帮他的。
To help a person that is unlovable.
你是帮一个人，那个人是完全不可爱的。
So that's why when Jesus said, love your enemies, he's really talking to the Jewish people. Love those people outside your nation.
所以当耶稣教导他说要爱你的仇敌的时候，他是教导他们你要爱，不是只是犹太人，要爱外邦人。
If your next door neighbor and your right and left are both from your village, they speak Cantonese, all from Hong Kong, you can easily love them.
你想想，如果你周间的邻舍全部都是你条村来的，跟你讲同一个言语，你很容易就爱他们了。
But what happens if both of your next door neighbor come from a different country, speak a different language?
但你想想，如果你周边的邻舍是在第二条村来，完全不同一个世界来，跟你讲完全不同的对话，那你会怎样呢？
As soon as they move in, you lock the doors, you close the windows,And you change your locks.
会不会他们一搬到入来，你就立刻锁门锁窗，拉埋窗帘布，不睬他们呢？
You see, we have prejudice. We have prejudice in our hearts. We choose to love certain people and we choose not to bother about certain people.
你有没有发觉我们心里面是有一点歧视的？我们选择去帮某些人，但选择去拒绝帮某些人。
So not only has a Samaritan man cross the line to another culture to love his enemy. Look at what else did he do in verse 35.
你睇下呢个撒拉玛利人啊，佢唔单止净系超越佢个界限线去帮一啲社会话佢唔中意帮嘅人，你睇下佢仲做啲咩添
？And it says the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying.Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.
第二天，他拿出两个银钱来，交给店主，说：请你照顾他，额外的费用我回来时会还你。
Look at the generosity of the Samaritan.
你看不看到这个撒玛利亚人多慷慨？
Who's taking care of somebody who rejects him?
他照顾一个人，那个人是拒绝他的。
Right? Two denarii is actually 2 days worth of money, of wages.
那阵时，两个银钱是代表他两日的工资。
Some people calculated that 2 denarii could actually may bring up to 2 months of hotel stay.
有些人就说两个银钱可以给你两个月住在酒店全部费用。
The wounded man could actually stay there for a couple of months.
所以想下那个被人打伤晒的人其实可以住在那间酒店度住几个月都得、哦。
But not only that, he says, whatever more he needs, he said to the innkeeper, I, whatever it is, he didn't put a limit. He didn't say up to 10 denarii. He said whatever, unlimited. I don't know how much money this Samaritan man's got.But whatever else he needs, give it to him, and I will pay you back when I come.
你睇唔睇到呢个撒玛利亚人几慷慨啊？佢其实冇摆一个界限喺度，佢冇同嗰个酒店讲话，我净系会俾10个银钱啫。佢净系话无限地，总之佢用咗几多钱，我翻嚟就会帮佢还。
Jesus was given a parable of something that is almost impossible for any human being to do.
你睇唔睇到耶稣系俾个比喻？呢个比喻系好艰难嘅，艰难到差唔多冇人可以做得到。
Not only do you cross the road to help someone who doesn't like you, but you are going to take care of him, pay for it, and pay much more for that person.
你想下，耶稣说不单止你还要走去第二条路到去帮那个人，那个人是你仇视的或者仇视你的，你还要给更加多去照顾他，照顾他之后的余生。
And then Jesus looks back at the lawyer and asks this question, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
跟住耶稣就问翻嗰个律法师啦，就话你谂下呢三个人边一个落在强盗手中的人系邻舍呢
？He obviously didn't say the Samaritan because he just can't pronounce. He just won't say that word. He's so prejudiced. He says he the one who showed him mercy didn't even say Samaritan.
那个律法师呢直情讲不出，他只是讲话是怜悯他那个人，因为那个律法师的心的问题，他直情嬲到讲不出是撒玛利亚人，他答不到。
And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise.
跟着耶稣对这个律法师讲话，你去照样做了。
So Jesus turned the question around, rather asked the question, who is my neighbor? He's saying,Who are you a neighbor to?
所以耶稣将条问题改转了，他不是答话俾佢知你的邻舍是边个，他另转头问翻佢边个是你的邻舍啊
？So who is the neighbor?
边个是你的邻舍啊
？I am the neighbor.
我是那个邻舍。
You are the neighbor.
你亦都是那个邻舍。
Amen.
Amen.
When we love our neighbor, is neighbor loving a neighbor?
当我们爱邻舍的时候就是邻舍爱邻舍。
You have to be a neighbor first.
你首先自己要做一个邻舍。
You have to see yourself as a neighbor.
你要看到自己是一个邻舍。
In order to love a neighbor.
跟着你就可以爱你其他的邻舍。
That way, that's why they say, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以圣经教导说爱你的邻舍如同爱自己一样。
If you can see yourself as a neighbor, then you will know to what extent does your neighbor need help.
如果你看到你自己是一个邻舍的话，你就会看到你邻舍的需要。
Amen. And Jesus is basically saying to the lawyer, you have been asked by the law to do something which is almost impossible for you.
耶稣其实同嗰个律法师讲话，你法律要求你做嘅嘢，其实系冇可能做到噶。
And that's why today in our society we often quote the Good Samaritan, saying, "Read this story, you should be a good Samaritan." I say, I can't.
所以好多时今日我哋讲话撒玛利亚呢个人嘅故事，就话你要做一个好撒玛利亚人，好似佢咁，但系你话我真系做唔到、哦。
People who call them, do you understand what I'm trying to say?We often use this parable in order to judge people or in order to encourage people, depending on how you use it, for us to do good to others. We say, you are being a good Samaritan.
很多时候我们就用这个比喻就来到论断人，或者做一个比喻去鼓励人，去做一个帮人的人，好撒玛利亚人。
So this parable does not encourage me. It actually condemns me.Because it's not just giving £10 to charity.
所以这个比喻有时鼓励不到我，令到我觉得非常之的定罪，因为他的要求不是只是摆十磅去个奉献箱。
Amen. It's not gathering some clothes that you don't want and then give it to a charity called the Good Samaritan.
这个比喻说要做好的撒玛利亚人，代表你拿些你不喜欢穿的衣服掉去给个 charity， 是要 cost you。
Because society often, whenever, even non-believers, whenever we're trying to get people to do good, we always quote this parable.
很多时候我们基督徒有时跟非基督徒讲，当我们想他们做些好事的时候，我们就用这个撒玛利亚人的比喻。
As though it is something all of us can easily do.
讲到好似有啲呢样嘢系我哋个个人好容易会做到
噶。But that's not what Jesus is trying to say to us.
但系耶稣教我哋唔系教呢样嘢啊。
This parable is not trying to encourage us to do good.
呢个比喻唔系鼓励我哋要去做好事。
This parable is telling you it is impossible for you to do good.
这个比喻系教导我哋，我哋人根本唔可以靠自己能力去做好。
Good to the extent of what God considered as good.
我们不可以靠着自己能力做好，做到神那个标准。
Amen. And that's why the young ruler said, good teacher. Jesus' reply is, nobody is good except God is good.
所以那个很后生的才子跟耶稣说，你是一个好的先生，但耶稣说，没人是好的，没人是好的。
Can you understand? Brothers and sisters, according to God's standard, nobody is good.
大家明白吗？在神的标准里面没人是好的。
Because nobody can cross the road, be unprejudiced, and not only that, saying, whatever that person needs, I will pay.
因为根本没人可以这么牺牲自己，行出个界限线，为他的仇敌做得出这些东西，还跟他说无限量地对他付出。
I tell you, if somebody put me in a hotel like that and said, whatever he needs,I will pay. Guess what happens?
你想一下，如果有人对我讲话，哎，你将我摆在家酒店里面，我用什么食物全部包晒，你估下我会怎
样？ You live there for 2 months and you eat the most expensive thing and then you get, you would, it's like an open check.
咁我就会住喺个 hotel 度，好开心咁食乜就食，喺度叹世界，跟住等佢俾钱。
It's almost impossible to do.
这件事是不可能做到的。
That's why Jesus is telling the lawyer, it is impossible for you to fulfill the second commandment, which is love your neighbor as yourself.
所以耶稣就跟那个律法师说了，十诫之下那集那集，你是根本做不到的，靠你的能力不可能。
Amen. So this parable is not telling us to do good, it's telling us it is impossible.For us to love our neighbor as ourselves, because God is demanding us to love not only yourself, but to love your enemies.
这个比喻是告诉我们听，不是叫我们去对其他人做好，是告诉我们听，靠着我们自己的能力，我们根本没有能力去爱我们的仇敌，我们根本没有可能为我们的仇敌牺牲，去到神那个标准。
This parable wants us to realize we are bankrupt. We cannot fulfill what God wants.
这个比喻是告诉我们，我们根本是破产的，我们没有能力去做到神要求我们做的标准。
Our very best person is still not good enough.
就算我哋最好最好最公义嗰个人，都系去唔到神个标准。
So therefore, we need somebody that can really fulfill this law, and that is Jesus. He is the only one that can do this.
所以我哋好需要一个人，一个人帮我哋去完成个律法。呢个人正系耶稣。
Amen. So the first thing we need to recognize is only God is good.
第一样嘢，我哋要清楚明白知道嘅，净系神先系好嘅。
So there's no pride in us.
所以我哋就唔可以有任何嘅骄傲。
I tell you, the only way I found the way to get money off rich people is that you must give them pride and publicity.
我领悟到一样嘢，如果我想一个好有钱嘅人施舍啲，我就一定要话等佢觉得佢自己好满足、好自大。
That's why in some old churches you read, you should see sometimes plaques on the wall. So and so gave so much money and all that is all there. Why? Because it's for everybody to know how Christian, how good Samaritan this particular person is to the church.
所以在一些传统的教会的时候，在一个墙上它有一个很大的标报，就讲哪个人给了多少钱，多少百万，这些情况就会令到一些有钱的人可能会给钱。
But God is saying to us, the first thing we need to do is recognize that only God is good.
但是耶稣告诉我们，第一样东西最容易的，我们要知道的是，只是神才是好的。
So therefore I need Jesus.
所以我需要耶稣
to use me,
去用我
to do good,
去做一啲好嘢。
Amen. To do it for on His behalf.
我哋系俾耶稣用，代表耶稣去做一啲好嘢。
And notice how that commandment then becomes Christ's commandment when He changes it, where He adds to it. He said, "Love one another as I have loved you."
跟住耶稣就以身作则，俾人哋睇到点样去做呢个规条咧，就系你要爱你嘅邻舍，周围嘅人好似爱你自己一样。
So the only way to really do this well is by first of all receive the love from God. Let God fill your heart with love. Let God transform you. Let this bad person realize that I'm no good without Christ.
如果我哋要做到呢样嘢嘅时候，第一样嘢我哋要去到神面前，接受神嘅爱，让神嘅爱要你心事更新而变化，改变你，咁你就可能会做到呢样嘢。
We should humble ourselves, knowing that only God is good, and that I want to do good things for God.
我哋要谦卑自己，谦卑自己，有一个信念系我系唔够好嘅，但系我可以被耶稣使用去做一啲好嘅嘢。
Amen. That's why we may not be good, but we can do good things.
所以就算我哋自己可能唔够好，但系我哋都可以做一啲好嘅嘢。
We may not be righteous, but we can do righteous things.
我哋可能唔系公义嘅人，但系我哋都可以做啲公义嘅事。
That's why don't put pressure on yourself. Try and don't let people criticize you.
所以你哋唔应该俾压力你自己，亦都唔好容许其他人喺度话你唔好。
Because constantly, especially young people, on your social media, people are always criticizing you that you are imperfect, that you are not as good as you thought you were. You are.
呢样嘢特别系一啲年青人度会发生喺嗰个 internet 嗰度，成日就俾人挑剔，话佢呢度唔好，嗰度唔够靓，唔够叻。
So stop focusing on being good, but focus on doing good.
所以我哋要大家个焦点要唔同，个焦点唔好摆喺我哋要做得几好，我哋要焦点要摆喺耶稣嘅身上。
Let focus on doing good, focus on living right, focus on righteousness.On righteousness, doing, living in the right way.
要摆喺我哋要做得啱，喺耶稣嘅眼光里边。
我哋要活得啱。
我哋要活得啱。
You understand? You have to live rightly.
我哋要活得啱。
But every time when we focus on, am I good enough? Am I good? Then you're not going to be effective.
但是当我们如果个焦点是摆在我们自己的身上，我够不够好呢？我够不够好呢？我们就会失败。
You see, the Samaritan man, all he's doing, he's just doing what he can do.
嗱，呢个撒玛利亚人咧，只系做佢可以做嘅嘢。
Now, let me show you a secret. It actually in the whole parable, it never say that the Samaritan is good. It just say, but a Samaritan.
你睇下喺呢个圣经嘅教导里边，从来冇话过呢个撒玛利亚人系好嘅，佢只系话一个撒玛利亚人。
And so this parable serves as an example.We just do good.
所以呢个比喻系话，我哋只系需要做好。
When you do good, then you are a neighbor.
当你对其他人做好嘅时候，你就成为一个邻舍啦。
When we touch people's lives, we are allowing ourselves as a vessel for God to touch another person.
当我哋去接触其他人，对其他人做好嘅时候，我哋就系一个器皿，俾神使用去触摸其他人。
So when I love a brother or a sister, it's not because I am good; it's because God loves that person.
当我对一个弟兄或一个姊妹好嘅时候，唔系因为我好，
系
只系我做一个器皿，俾神去触摸嗰个弟兄姊妹。
We need to stay humble.
我哋要谦卑啲。
We don't justify how good we are because we give so much money away or we do this and that way. No, we do it because God loves that person.
我哋唔需要证明自己有理，证明自己有几好。我哋对人好，爱我哋嘅邻舍，系因为我哋容许耶稣喺我哋生命中工作。
That's what our desire should be. Lord, use me to do good for others.
所以我哋嘅心愿系应该同耶稣祈祷话：主耶稣啊，愿你使用我啦。
And that's why when we see Jesus, when we go to heaven, God's going to ask ourselves a question.
所以当我哋去到天家度见到耶稣嘅时候，佢就会问我哋呢个问题。
What is important to God is not how much have you done.
咩嘢对神系重要咧？唔系话你做咗几多嘢。
It's not how much wealth have you gathered.
唔系你银行有几多钱。
It actually say.Have you learned to love?
对神最重要的事是问你，你懂不懂得去爱人啊？
Have you learned to love me? And have you learned to love your neighbor?
你有没有学习去爱我？有没有学习去爱其他人啊？
And I hope when we stand before God and say, Yes, Lord, I did my best.
希望我们个个站在神面前都可以跟神说，神啊，有，我有尽力做到最好。
And then let him say those words, Good.And faithful servant.
所以容许神用神嗰把口同我哋讲，你一个好良善嘅仆人。
Let him pronounce whether we are good or not good.
让我哋嘅神宣告我哋系好或者唔好。
Not some person that you don't know on the internet telling you how bad you are.
唔可以容许一啲阿某阿狗阿猪阿丙嚟话你好或者唔好。
Not someone from school who you hardly know judge you. Not some boss who you don't even know much about judge you, saying you are no good, you this and that.
你千祈唔好容许啲三唔识七嘅人去话俾你听你好或者你唔好，唔好容许佢哋去论断你。
Don't listen to anyone. Listen to only one person.
唔好听其他人对你嘅论断，净系听一个人讲嘢。
And I want to hear those words, good and faithful servant.
我好想听到神对我讲，一个又好又良善嘅仆人。
Because God is looking for you to love people, and that is why we do what we do.
因为个神嘅心愿系好想藉着我哋去爱其他人，所以我哋做嘅嘢。
Amen. So.If, here, another point is, if the one that I love is neighbor, and the one loving is also neighbor, okay, we have forgotten something.
所以你们要明白另一个重点是，如果你爱那个是邻舍，你邻舍又爱你，那我们又忘记了一些东
西。Our focus is always on the person in need.
我哋嘅聚精点咧，系成日应该摆喺有需要嘅人当中。
Because it says love your neighbor as yourself。
因为个律法教我哋系爱邻舍如同爱自己。
And many times in church, right, we only focus on the neighbor who is in need。
好多时我哋喺教会嘅时候，我哋净系个聚精点系嗰啲人有需要嘅人。
And that's good。
系一样好事。
But what about the person who's doing good?
但是你有没有忘记了有些人是对我们做好的呢
Do you love them?
你有没有爱他们呢？
Do you thank them?
你有没有多谢他们呢？
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, being in church was a long time.
我可以告诉你，弟兄姊妹，我在教会很久了。
It's always the one in need gets all the love.
成日都是那些很有需要的人就接受了很多爱。
But the one giving love is never loved.
但是那些被供给爱的人，去爱人那些人就没有受到受被爱。
We don't encourage them.
我们就没有鼓励他们，也都没有多
谢
他们。
Because they give time, they give the energy, they give the money, they give everything that I have.But nobody thanked them.
因为有些人是将他的身心财力全部都供给你，但是没有人给多谢他。
Love your neighbor as yourself. The neighbor includes the one who's giving.
所以大家要听清楚，律法教导是我们要爱我们的邻舍，我们邻舍是包括供给爱的人。
There are certain brothers and sisters, right, who are always showing up.Without them, there is no church.
你们要看到有些弟兄姊妹，他们成日都在这里坐住。如果他们不在这里，教会是不可能的。
I'm encouraging you, when there is a moment, thank them. I'm not asking you to thank me, I'm not saying thank them.
所以我想鼓励你们，你们知道有些这样的弟兄姊妹，你如果有时间的，你要走过去跟他们多谢，讲声多谢，告诉他们你很欣赏他。我不是跟你说你要多谢我，但是你要多谢一些人。
You understand? Not only do you love the person that is in need, but also love the Samaritan. Because he is also a neighbor.
大家要明白，律法教我们要爱人如己，爱你的邻舍。邻舍是包括一些很有需要的人，也都是有些很厉害的人，可以供给人需要的人。
So when the Samaritan comes back to the inn, either he finds the person that he helped is really grateful, or he finds that he's been abused.
所以这个撒玛人呢回来呢可能就觉得哇我好多谢你啊，或者他可以有个被虐待的感觉。
Either he will hear the innkeeper saying, Do you know that man that you helped? Every day he was praising you. And when I said, Do you want a fillet steak? He said, No, 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 that's too expensive.
那个撒玛人,
I don't want to put too much on the bill.
那个撒玛利亚人可以跟那个 hotel 的人讲话 ,hotel 话你想不想吃牛扒吃最贵那些啦，那个撒玛利亚人可以说不好了不好了，我不想他用那么多钱啊。
Or will he find that when he comes back, what? How much money have you spent?
可能那个人回来说什么话你用了那么多钱
?He said the innkeeper says, every day this man was criticizing you.
那个酒店的人说每一天那个人在讲你坏话。
You know, your quality of care is not good enough.
你照顾我照顾得非常之不好。
And he's thinking of going to another church.
他想过会就去第二间教会。
Somewhere else.
去第二度跳槽。
That they provide better quality.
他会比啲好啲嘅照顾我。
And not only that, while when they realize this is free of charge, they say,Let me have fillet steak for breakfast, fillet steak for dinner, and fillet steak for lunch.
还有他发觉我原来不用给钱的话，我就叫晒酒店最贵的东西，早餐晏午餐都吃最贵的东西。
And not only that, send a note to my family, which are 50 members. Let them all come and join me.
唔正只系咁，我要寄一个信息去我啲家庭度，我有50个人叫佢哋全部嚟酒店食嘢。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Although I'm joking, but you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes people are not grateful to what you have done. They actually criticize you in order to hurt you. That is very discouraging.
大家睇唔睇到啊？虽然我好似讲笑咁，但大家都知道一个真理。有时呢啲嘢喺会教会度发生嘅。当我哋倾心吐意去照顾啲羊仔嘅时候，有啲羊仔会反转猪肚就系屎，闹翻你转头。
And this is how the enemy trying to sow bitterness in the one who's doing good。
呢个就系仇敌嘅工作，仇敌就系用呢啲手段去令到做好事嘅人有一个苦毒嘅心。
So the Samaritan will see Mrs. Samaritan say, I'm never gonna help anyone anymore.
跟住就激怒到呢个撒玛利亚人，话我唔会再帮其他人啦，我好唔苦读，我唔开心。
So can you imagine? Luckily, fortunately, I don't write the Bible. If I wrote the Bible, I would change it.
你哋大家都睇到啦，如果我好彩唔系我写圣经，如果我写圣经咧，我一定会改晒佢。
Because sometimes, you know, not only do they not thank you, but actually hurt you.
因为你帮嗰啲人，有时唔单止佢唔感激你，佢仲会喺度插翻你转头。
But we're not going to do that.
但系我哋唔会做呢样嘢。
In our community, we make sure we thank people.
喺我哋社团里边，我哋要充满感恩的心，我哋要多谢大家。
We will say to the brother and sister who do well, thank you.
我哋会同大家嘅兄弟姊妹，尤其是嗰啲做得好嘅，同佢讲多谢。
How much you have blessed me？
话俾佢听，你真系祝福我好多啊
！You know, sometimes you know, when I talk to my prophetic friend, sometimes he's actually unhappy.
有时咧，我同一个先知预言嘅朋友讲嘢，佢有时会好唔开心。
Sometimes he says, you know, when people need a word from God, they contact him.
有时佢话，当嗰啲人好需要神俾一个话语佢，佢就嚟揾我。
Other times, when they do very well, they never contact him.
但系当嗰堆人冇需要、生命好嘅时候，佢哋就完全唔会打电话俾我。
I don't mind that, but the problem is when something really good happens to a person because of the word of God that was sown into that person's life, they never give a feedback.
其实那个先知朋友话，其实我 OK 嘅，佢唔嚟多谢我，但系我好猛整，就系因为当因为神嘅话语，佢哋做得好嘅时候，佢哋冇一个感恩嘅心。
Because I don't give a feedback, sometimes he wonder, am I a prophet? Have I got it wrong?
就系因为接受咗先知预言嗰啲人话翻嚟，冇同佢讲翻，其实呢样嘢有冇发生，就令到呢个先知怀疑佢自己啦。
Yesterday when I met somebody who told me about something that he said some 15, 20 years ago, and it came to pass, I immediately took the phone and called him and said, hey, this is what happened. And that encouraged him.
昨天呢，我就打了个电话给个朋友，那个朋友就先知预言对我讲了一些东西，是15年前的了。我打电话告诉他，发生了，你的预言是对的，他觉得很鼓励。
Because that will encourage, it means,It's the way to thank the person, to say to that person, "Hey, you are doing good works."
呢样嘢唔单止系对佢嘅鼓励，亦都话俾佢听，你系做紧啲好嘅嘢。
Amen.
我有感恩的心。
I would encourage all of us pay attention not only to the needy, but the one who helped the needy as well.
我今日想鼓励你，唔系净系将你嘅爱心俾喺啲好有人嘅需要当中，亦都俾爱心。俾你嘅感恩去一啲帮助人嘅人当中。
Because it says love your neighbor.
因为圣经教我哋爱你的邻舍。
But according to this teaching, the neighbor is also the one who's doing good.
照着呢个圣经嘅教导，你邻舍系包括一啲人系成日为其他人付出嘅。
I want all of us to transform and change our attitude and not forget the goods the people that do good.
我哋大家要心意更新而变化，唔好唔记得有一啲人努力地为其他弟兄姊妹付出。
And thank, not only to thank them, to pray for them and to bless them.
唔单止去同佢哋讲多谢，但系为佢哋祈祷，去祝福佢哋。
People do good is not looking for people to thank them, but because they're humble.But it doesn't mean we shouldn't thank them.
好多时我哋为神付出，为弟兄姊妹付出，我哋做好嘢，唔系想人哋嚟多谢我，但系你哋都应该做，因为呢个系感恩的心。
So let's make sure in our church we cultivate something that we are always grateful. We're not only grateful to God, but we are grateful to people who are obedient to God and faithful to God.
所以我想鼓励大家，我哋教会又应该有一个特性，我哋有一个态度系，我哋要感恩，唔单止对我哋嘅神感恩，但系对一啲肯为教会大家兄弟姊妹付出嘅人去感恩，多谢佢哋。
And as we are encouraged, we can do more good.
当我哋觉得我哋受鼓励嘅时候，我哋可以会做更加多嘅好嘢。
Don't let the enemy opportunity to sow bitterness into people's hearts.
唔好容许仇敌有任何机会把将一啲苦毒摆喺任何人嘅身上。
And so before we close, I would like to pray that God not only do that for us, but also to release our brothers and sisters who've been hurt in their hearts because by doing good, they've actually been hurt.
我今日想藉着呢个机会去祈祷，受神话俾帮你哋去做好，唔单止净系咁样，特别系一啲兄弟姊妹，佢为人付出好多，做咗好多好嘢，但系就反而被人严重伤害。
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this parable.
天父，我为咗呢个比喻去多谢你感恩。
It really tells me, Lord, tells us that it is impossible for us to be good.
教导了我们知道靠着我们的能力我们根本没有可能做得好
according to your standard
藉着你的 standard 我们根本没有可能做得好
but we know there is one person that is good and that is the Lord Jesus Christ
但是我们知道有一个人可以做得完全最好他就是耶稣
so Lord thank you for saving me
主耶稣基督多谢你拯救了我
I ask you now in Jesus' name to help me every day to do good things and to live rightly
主耶稣基督我今日祈祷你帮助我叫我每日都可以为他人做好同埋我可以做一个 righteous 啱嘅生活
So I just pray Father Lord that your hand will touch that the hand of the Holy Spirit will touch our brothers and sisters
圣灵的手我祈祷你会触摸我们的弟兄姊妹
that we also God bless those who try to do good
我们可以祝福那些弟兄姊妹那些弟兄姊妹是成日都尝试做好的
bless them Lord
祝福这些弟兄姊妹
raise up more brothers and sisters who were willing to do good
我祈祷更加多的弟兄姊妹会兴起他们会愿意去为教会付出
and help our church Lord, to be able to love them Lord as our neighbor as ourselves
帮我们的教会去爱我们所有的邻舍
and I pray oh God that our church will be so encouraged
我们的教会会得到很大的鼓励
and that Lord more and more people Lord will be raised up
更加多的人会站起身
Father raise up more servants of yours
我祈祷你兴起更加多你的仆人
to be a neighbor to others
去做一个好邻舍
to do good
去做一个好邻舍
Father help us to be encouraged
主啊帮我们去受鼓励
and not to stop doing good
帮我们不要停止做好
to not to stop loving our neighbors
叫我们不要停止爱我们的邻舍
So I pray oh God that your hand will move upon us
我祈祷你的手会在我们心里面动工
In the name of Jesus, Father
奉主耶稣的名
I ask you to heal any broken hearts
我祈祷你会医治所有受伤的心灵
Any hearts that has been offended
所有心他们是有苦毒是被人伤害的
And I pray, oh God, that you revive and restore hearts, oh God, that has been stumbled
我祈祷你会医治这个心你会还原这个心你会加添给他们的心。
And I pray, oh God, that you will visit us, oh God, and commend and encourage brothers and sisters to continue to do good.
主啊我祈祷你会来到我们当中给我们鼓励给我们鼓舞等我们可以继续做好。
Because every time when we do good, Lord, we are doing on behalf of our good, true Samaritan.
因为我们知道每一次当我们做好的时候我们是一个耶稣基督的器皿我们是一个好的撒玛利亚人
Lord Jesus you are the true you are the true truly the good Samaritan
主耶稣你是那个真正好的撒玛利亚人
Help us to help you
帮助我们去和你合作
Help us to serve you
帮助我们去侍奉你
By doing good
In the
name of Jesus,
奉主耶稣的名,
let's all stand.
大家起身。
Father, we worship you, Lord.
天父，我们敬拜你。
主耶稣基督，我们多谢你今天你听到我们的祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. You heard our prayers.
你知道我们的心，主啊，我们很愿意。
You know our hearts. We are willing.
我们很想做。
We are willing to do it.
你喜悦的事情。
To do things that is pleasing to your sight.
是做那些事情是有价值的。
To do things that is worthy into eternity.
是去爱我的邻居。
To love our neighbors as ourselves.
主啊，我求你俾力量我哋。
Lord, grant us strength.
鼓励我哋。
Encourage us.
去继续为你做嘢。
To continue to do good for your kingdom.
去为你侍奉。
To serve you.
主啊，我哋知道，因为我哋只系想听到有一个称赞。
Lord, we only desire one and only one praise.
就是你的声音。
It is from you.
跟我们说。
Saying to us.
你是一个好的仆人，是忠心的仆人。
You are a good and faithful servant.
主啊。
Lord.
这个就是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
主啊，俾呢个见证我哋。
Grant us this testimony.
俾呢个见证我哋，主。
Let it be unto us.
因为主啊，我哋先要爱你。
As we know, we have to love you first.
主啊，我哋都要爱我哋嘅兄弟姊妹。
At the same time, we must love our brothers and sisters.
主啊，我求你喺我哋嘅当中。
Lord, we pray, be in the midst of us.
永远都要令到我们记住。
Forever, let us remember.
我们不是为了自己。
We do not do it for ourselves.
因为我们是为了主耶稣基督，我们要多谢你。
We do it unto Jesus with a thankful heart.
因为你就是我们的真正的邻居。
Because Jesus, you are our true neighbor.
你就是真的 Good Samaritan.
You are the real Good Samaritan.
如果不是你啊，主。
If not you,
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
因为主啊，因为就是你。
Because of you, Jesus.
你什么都给了我们。
You gave us all you have.
你为我们而死。
You died for us.
你为我们复活。
You resurrected for us.
今日主耶稣基督
，Today Lord Jesus，
我哋求你
，We pray，
等我哋跟从你
，Let us follow you all days of our life，
等我哋可以令你嘅心喜悦
，Let us make your heart pleased，
就算困难都好，或者唔困难嘅日子都好，我哋都要跟随你。
We shall follow you whether life is easy or life is hard.
因为我们知道。
Because we know.
你就是我们的好牧羊人。
You are our good shepherd.
你是好。
You are good.
因为你是神。
Because you are God.
所以主啊，求你给力量我们。
So Lord, we pray, grant us strength.
给我们的力量去为你做好。嘅善事
，strength to do good for your name's sake，
奉耶稣基督嘅名
，in Jesus' name，
阿门
，amen。
Do you need prayer? Come forward.
如果边个弟兄姊妹需要祈祷嘅，请你行上嚟啦。
让我闪耀，像星。